I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. President Donald Trump says he is not going to send a surge of federal agents into San Francisco to quell crime. He says after speaking with Mayor Daniel Lurie and several prominent business leaders, he's assured that successful work is being done to clean up the city. This is also with a backdrop of Governor Gavin Newsom saying that any ICE agents who come into cities and break the law will be arrested themselves. This came as federal agents gathered to begin the sweeps. Did Lurie convince him? Did Newsom's threats deter him? It could have turned into a major local battleground with law enforcement pitted against one another. Mayor Lurie held a news conference. He said he couldn't guarantee what the federal government would do, but
we are going to protect every San Franciscan in any way possible. That means keeping local law enforcement focused on local public safety. We have long-standing sanctuary policies in our city that prohibit local law enforcement from assisting federal immigration enforcement.
He says San Francisco has indeed made real progress in safety and economy.
Our city is seeing a net increase in police officers and sheriff's deputies for the first time in a decade. Violent crime has dropped to 70-year lows, and tent encampments are at record lows. In fact, some of that progress has come because we are working in partnership with state and federal law enforcement to tackle fentanyl.
And welcomes further constructive partnerships.
Sending the military to San Francisco will not help our city or our country.
In fact, he says, immigrants boost the economy.
Immigrants are the small business owners, essential workers, community leaders, and neighbors who make San Francisco a place that we are all proud to call home. They fuel our economy, contributing nearly $275 billion in output and $23 billion in annual tax revenue across California.
And says a show of force hinders recovery efforts.
Uncoordinated federal action undermines our work. Having the military posted in front of our schools, restaurants, and office buildings will hinder our progress and let chaos get in the way of our recovery.
So he says while he can't dictate whether the federal government comes into the city, he says any protests must be peaceful. He says the administration has a playbook of sending agents in, creating chaos, and then sending in the military.
If federal officials come to incite chaos on the streets of San Francisco, the way to support our communities and keep everyone in our city safe is to make our voices heard peacefully.
And says local law enforcement is there for the protection of people in the city.
You have my commitment that the San Francisco Police Department and all of our local law enforcement will protect your First Amendment rights and ensure you can make your voices heard.
So for now, ICE agents have stood down from their massive sweep protocol for immigrants. Is it because the Trump administration doesn't want to see law enforcement battling with other law enforcement? Is it because Newsom and Lurie have a different game plan than other cities where sweeps have taken place? Or is it that Lurie was able to convince Trump that real progress is being made and Trump is willing to wait a while to see how it plays out? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.